It's not clear whether the Greek film Alps, directed by Yorgos Lanthimos, is a fascinating look at the absurdities of human life, or if it's total BS. But in the short run, it may not matter. The film's endlessly provocative, occasionally funny in a dry sort of way, and you watch it wondering just what the hell is going to happen, what is real and what is not. The story centers on four otherwise lonely people who have a plan to help grieving families. They offer to serve as substitutes for the dead loved one to ease the transition until the family members can accept the death. The group calls itself Alps because the name has no connection to what they do. The leader makes an analogy with the actual mountains. He says that while the Alps can substitute for other mountains cannot substitute for the Alps. I hope that the filmmakers want the audience to see through this ridiculous statement. I'd write off Alps as pure malarkey, but it's so interesting to look at, there must be something that matters driving the film. It's crisp and clean in the foreground, and sometimes blurred or cut off in the background, as if everything is clear so long as you stay on the surface. The center of activity is a gym, a place where people play games that take skill and discipline, and Alps makes you think about things like the sterility of modern life. Alps manages to pull you in and leave you wondering where you are. It's a terrific choice for a film festival. The German film Barbara takes place in East Germany during the Soviet period. Barbara's a doctor. She's glum and reserved, has been in prison for some political reason, and is probably assigned to the small-town hospital as punishment. Her movements are guarded and furtive. Several times as she rides her bicycle to the hospital where she works, she gets off the road and either leaves an envelope or picks one up. You wonder if she's a spy or in a resistance group. Agents of the police or the terrifying Stasi search her apartment. The setting looks cold and dangerous and inhospitable to human life as it ought to be. And there are very tough moral choices for this woman to make. The Taviani brothers, Paolo and Vittorio, are now 81 and 83 years old. Their best films may be Padre Padrone in 1977 and The Night of the Shooting Stars in 1982. It's been 5 years since their last film. Their new film, Caesar Must Die, won a major award at the Berlin Film Festival in February, as well as the prize of the Ecumenical Jury, which makes sense because it's ultimately a film about redemption. The movie's largely documentary, filmed in the notorious Rebibbia prison in Rome, home to serious criminals, where a group of prisoners stage a production of Shakespeare's Julius Caesar. The beginning and end of the film show the actual production and are shot in color. The rest of the film shot in crisp and joyless black and white and shows the auditions and rehearsals as well as scenes in individual cells. The prisoners are not all terrific actors, although the hefty Giovanni Arcuri gives Caesar bulk and the sense of illegitimate power that the play wants. The scenes in the cells are scripted and can be obvious, but in this setting with these actors and a play about freedom, authority, and rebellion, Caesar Must Die is full of rich ambiguity and moral questioning. But the best film in the festival must be Jean Renoir's 1936 masterpiece, Grand Illusion, a movie about World War I in which only 3 shots are fired. The restoration is supposed to be marvelous. These are 4 films out of dozens. The festival shows many movies that will never again appear on a movie screen in this area. Take some chances. See something out of your ordinary. I'm Howie Mofshevitz.